But you believe your eyes. If the unexpected brings a smile, that's a big surprise. Surprise, surprise. The unexpected hits you between the eyes. The unpredictable, that's the surprise you see. Surprise, surprise. When you found the love that's lost its way.
Hey guys. Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. That was a bop back in the day.
I think it's a bop now. I think it's returning.
It's totally a bop. Speaking of video.
Speaking of returning, we have very special guests on today. We actually have a lot of new listeners, like a lot. We've also lost a lot of old listeners, so it's just like it's like a cycle. We're cycling through a new demographic of people.
I could use a clean slate, to be honest with you. Yeah. So this is phenomenal news.
So we have our best friends, Alex.
Hi.
And Brian.
And Brian.
We were getting there.
Hi, Brian.
Alex and the other one. No, Alex and Brian. I was having you say hi after your name so like they knew who was who. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you want to introduce yourselves.
I'm Alex.
I'm Brian.
This is already starting weird. And if you're new here, this is how everyone with them goes.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to make it weird.
Totally.
Now you can identify our voices as we all talk over each other for 90 minutes.
And a lot of laughing.
So glad
we set that foundation.
Legit wheeze laughing because Faith got the wrong inhaler.
Yeah, I tried to make it less wheezy, but she's coming. But Alex and Brian live in our neighborhood. Oh my God. It does. You have to press the back. You have to the other way. Anna's in my lift chair.
Anna's stuck in a...
This is actually my lift chair.
I was going to say,
is that a lift chair?
Yeah,
lift
that's chairs? An actual lift chair. So
oh my God.
It can actually bring you all the way up to fully standing.
How do... Here it goes.
I hope you all enjoy this.
This is when we need video. This is when we need video. You are blasting off right now.
I'm sorry. I'm not standing yet.
Surprise, surprise.
They just assume you're standing.
Yeah, they are. No, I'm not. I'm slowly sliding down now. Is that how this goes? This is a slide chair, not a lift chair.
I think for most.
That is much easier to get up. Yeah.
So why do you have a lift chair?
When I had my surgery last year, everyone told me to get one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't mind me over here. Just on the descent.
And keep pressing. It goes real low.
She's going back.
This is a slow pendulum.
So anyways, Anna's no longer with us.
Yeah. Oh, neither are about 10 other listeners.
Yeah. They're like, wow, this is not translating, guys.
This is the best.
Oh, it usually doesn't translate.
So Anna, Alex, and Brian threw my surprise Barbie party.
Yes. Surprise.
And when I went on my Orlando trip, my family and I stayed with Alex and Brian. So just to give everyone context.
Yeah, we loved having you guys, and planning that party was like the most fun thing I think I've ever done in my life.
Was it?
For you.
Was it? Yeah, I've heard mixed reviews on that.
It was definitely.
I'm looking at Brian's face right now. He's like.
3 weeks before the party. Let's rearrange the whole house. Can we do it like maybe a day before the party? No, let's do it now.
Well, because it was December and Christmas time is insane.
Yeah.
So I'm like, we either have to start doing things now or it's not going to get done.
Yeah.
So as soon
as Alex and Brian remodeled their entire house for my birthday.
I don't even know how we got it done because I was like 2 hours before and I'm like panicking.
Like December 1st, we replaced all the light bulbs in the house with pink light bulbs. And then
just for clarity, January 25th, we removed all the pink light bulbs. Yeah,
I'll take some of those.
Yeah, no, you can have them.
I'll take them.
With the balloons.
Oh, I really want the balloons.
They are still alive and thriving.
I think there's been some shrinkage.
Well, thriving, I don't know. Yeah. They're alive.
Yeah. I mean, they can hang out with my plants. They're barely alive.
They're all plastic. So.
We have an area for that in my house. But yeah, so they threw me this party. It was unbelievable. And I know there were some backstories that Anna was excited to have them come on and talk about. But
I'm going to be honest. I don't remember any of them now.
She's blocked out the trauma.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But thank you guys, because I haven't been able to thank you on air.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Of course.
I mean, it was like the most dedication ever. They had like things wrapped, like pictures were wrapped in Barbie paper. I mean, everything was Barbie.
We also have extra Barbie paper. So if you want it.
Oh, I do. I kind of want all the Barbie stuff you still have, but I haven't wanted to like be real like Veruca Salt about it. Like,
well, you know, I mean, we like, might want to throw another Barbie
balloon.
Party
one that's day. My. Right. Where are my pink light bulbs?
It's my golden egg.
That's mine. But it's like, it's if for as long as you want to keep borrowing my Barbie stuff, that's fine. But I'll take it.
I think Brian would be thrilled if you took it.
Oh, yeah. Just looking at his face right now, it seems like it. Yeah.
I remember like every time like an Amazon box would show up at the house, you'd be like, just remember we have to store this somewhere. I'm like, they're tea lights. You're fine.
We also have four neon lights.
I will take those.
And they're beautiful.
They'll have a home.
They really are beautiful.
We should just put an extra door in the podcast studio that you can just have in and out access to. You can come. You can use the bike. We can put all the lights up in here. It'll just be Alex and Faith's little podcast extra studio.
I'm going to have a doggy door.
Yeah. Slither. It's part of your marathon training. Right.
Yeah. I have to army crawl.
I think that's payback for Florida. Having you guys sequestered in the bedroom, all four of you on the couch watching.
First of all,
what were you watching? I forget. It's complicated.
It's complicated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Best movie ever. So, very interesting. So, I did go to Florida, and I feel like in a weird way, we didn't realize this was going to foreshadow much of my trip in Florida. But we land in Florida, we're so excited, like we pull up to Alex, well they Alex picked us up from the airport, and we're like, oh my god, we're so excited. Kennedy, we discovered, didn't know what a condo was, so she literally had no idea what kind of infrastructure we were pulling up to. She's like, is it like a house? Is it like an extra house? Like, she doesn't know. She's just like, Brian and Alex are rich because they have a really nice house and they have no kids. So they're like, and they have a second house in Orlando. So accurate. We're all excited, right? So then we pull up to this unbelievably beautiful, like, skyscraper condo, like beautiful. It's called View, V-U-E. It's like very bougie.
Thank There's you for like, spelling.
Well, you know, it's not like.
You're going to have to redact that.
Not as in like the view, you know. So we pull in, and then we did have quite a bit of luggage. And Alex is like, oh, you know what? I'm going to take you up the garbage, the garbage chute.
I did not say that. I said, I will take you. I said, I will take you up the freight elevator.
It's a service elevator.
What is the sign say?
To get to the freight elevator, you have to go through the trash service room.
Trash room. Trash chute.
I didn't say I was taking you up the trash
chute. Well, there was a door with a big sign.
This is why we need to be here.
Exactly. There was a big sign. I'm going to find the picture now of the door that we walked into.
Well,
That said trash room. And that is how we entered into their apartment, into their condo.
That tracks.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I guess you didn't want anyone to see us coming to visit you. Felt very secretive. Well, you know what? We're going to bring you up this cool back entrance. Let me find it. Oh, here it is. Trash room.
Oh, yes.
That's where we entered their apartment, in the trash room.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, a lot of people that live there take that because it's less crowded, like you don't have to deal with
the locals. Love the trash.
Yeah, smelled great.
Well, because everybody who takes their dog goes down that elevator.
You're not helping the smell, Brian.
No. Brian, yeah, no, we got that. Yeah. So it was, but it was a fun trip. But poor Brian had to work the whole time.
I did.
And Brian's work involves like two computer monitors and like Zooms, and like we're like tiptoeing behind him because like no one wanted to talk or be on the screen. So we sequestered. Well, we landed, and then we got numerous amounts of tornado warnings. Mm-hmm. So we then had to. They were like, go into like a basement or like a like go in like the basement of your house or stay low. And I'm like, we're in the 22nd floor.
Floor to ceiling windows.
Floor to ceiling windows. We actually had a front row view of said tornado. We were sitting outside because we're like, we just want to be outside because it's still like nicer than Buffalo. And then like we started to get pelted with hail. And we're like, this doesn't seem worth it anymore. Maybe we should go inside. So we go inside. We're like throwing the cushions. Mind you, the entrance to go from the outside patio to inside is behind Brian while he's on his Zoom. Yeah. So we went from like casually going outside to like throw the cushions and the tornado's coming.
Full blown Wizard of Oz moment behind Brian.
And I'm like, I hope his screen.
Brian, blur your background.
And meanwhile, and meanwhile, we're like, be quiet. He's on Zoom.
That is pretty much exactly how it happened.
I can visualize all of this.
Like, meanwhile, Brian's on his call, like the deliverables on the slide deck.
Be quiet.
Our Q4 numbers, cushion.
So, Lars, about that.
Oh, Lars. Oh, my God.
Oh, Lars.
You are so obsessed with Lars. That son of a bitch. Is he blonde?
Oh, my God.
There was a man named Lars who was speaking the whole time. Where is he from?
Germany, right?
I think German accent.
He's got a real, there was some accent
his
work going on.
His name is Lars.
You have to ask where he's from. So, we're at the island. And I hear Lars speaking. I perked right up. I was like, I need a visual for this man. Because can you do a German accent? Because I really can't.
I can't.
Brian, do you have the numbers?
Stop it.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch, Brian. Brian.
Didn't say drunken German. Brian. This isn't German. This is like Novocaine.
This is Martin Short and Father of the Bride. It's a blue talk. You have black talks. But he just has this very interesting voice. And every time he spoke,
I was trying to do Arnold Schwarzenegger because isn't he from Austria? Mm. Close enough.
I pictured who's that one? There's like a bunch of them.
You wanted him to be a James Bond villain.
I wanted him so bad to be a James Bond villain. I was creating a whole fake narrative for my friend Lars. I'm gonna come
Brian.
Up. I'm gonna come up with it right now. Who I thought it was, because I actually have this pulled up. I thought it was one of the Skarsgård, like one of the Skarsgårds. You know, in Hollywood.
How many are there?
There's the dad. There's Stellan, and then there's like the two kids. I can't remember his kid's name. Alex. Eric.
Stalin.
Oh, Alex and Bill.
Not Stalin.
And Walter.
Stalin
and Walter. Yeah. His kids are Alex, Gustav, Bill, Walter, and Sam.
Walter. Did you say Walter?
Walter. Walter. Walter.
Yes.
My name is Walter.
Yes. That's what Lars sounded like. So every time.
So the V. Wow. Or the W's are pronounced like V's in German. Mm-hmm. That is 4 years of German.
So every time
information coming at you.
Yeah.
Every time I heard Lars speak, I was like, Alex, have you ever seen what Lars looks like? He's like, no, why? I said, is he on like every call Brian does? Or is this like,
I had never heard him before. And I listen to all of Brian's calls because I roast the shit out of him.
Yeah. It's like, it's so interesting to listen to them. And I was like, we got a visual on this guy. I just thought
he's got eyes on Lars.
Yeah. So then Brian came over. I'm like, so Lars, is he like a friend of yours? I had to know all about Lars.
I was like, yeah, no. Probably second time I've been on a call with him.
Yeah. And then the next day he's on another call. I'm like, is Lars up? Because I'm doing the math on that. And it's like 5 a.m. in Germany.
In Switzerland.
So
very early in the Galapagos.
So I was very fascinated by Lars. But the fun part of our trip was Alex had the pleasure of being the fourth Reiford and went with me and Keely and Kennedy to Universal Studios. I love that.
I had so much fun. I was like your third kid.
Yeah,
like, Alex, honey, do you want a churro? I was like, oh, yeah.
Do you want a hot dog? Who wants a hot dog? Yeah, it really was. It was like I had three children. But yeah, so that was very fun. It was cold, but it was fun.
It was cold.
We drank a lot, a fair amount, but we also walked a lot. I think we walked off the alcohol as soon as it hit our system. I was kind of annoyed that we weren't getting a little bit more of a buzz because we were exercising so much.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, we hit like 20,000 steps or something crazy.
Oh my God.
But do you want to talk about Universal?
Yeah, I had never been there before, so thank you so much. I love being an honorary Ryford. It's the best. The ups, the downs. It's own roller coaster.
Well, it started off like we hadn't been to Universal since our kids were really, really, really little. And I was like, guys, all the rides are good. Like, even the ones you don't think are good, they're really good. And I was like, you know what's really good? The Simpsons ride is so good. I remember it being really good last time.
She talked up the Simpsons ride for hours.
In fairness, the last time we went to Universal, both of our kids were so little, we couldn't like ride anything but Dr. Seuss World. Mm. So like the Simpsons ride felt like a fucking Cedar Point Park. Like we were like, oh my God, it's a thrill ride. Our kids are big enough. So we go.
Oh, it's definitely different. It's not even the same ride.
What? We know.
Did you hear what happened on the Simpsons ride?
I think you need to tell everybody what happened.
Okay. So we get on the Simpsons ride. And first of all, it was very offensive, even in line. They had like different Simpsons characters on there. And they had like this Asian one who kept yelling. Do you remember that? We're standing in line and they were like, oh, okay. And it was like an Asian Simpsons character.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Yes.
And all of a sudden you start getting yelled at by him. And I'm like, okay, I'm attacked. It's like they know there's an Asian. They're like, move up in line. Okay. I'm like, what in the fuck? Kenny's like, what are we going on? What is this show? So then we go to like this little room where they do the warning. And it was like, warning, this could happen. And then they're like, and then they show like their grandpa have a heart attack and die.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
The warning was like all a joke, but I think it was actually supposed to be informative.
But
it was The Simpsons, so they just made it.
Like they killed everybody in their warning.
Yeah.
So we're like, whoa, okay, this is aggressive. So then we get on the ride, which is one of those like, did we have 3D glasses on for that one?
I don't think so, but it was like a screen
simulation,
yeah.
And you're in like a car that moves, so you're not really going anywhere. And the premise of it is that Maggie blew herself up, and you're
like she got very large. She didn't like explode.
Yeah, she.
I definitely thought you meant.
I'm
explode.
Sorry. She physically was a very large baby, and we're on some chase to.
Fight her.
We weren't totally sure. We weren't totally sure of what our background story was on this.
But the warning was not clear.
The warning was not clear. And so we get on this thing and you're going through like turns and like it's a roller coaster. But at one point
you're like bouncing off of her and you're like avoiding her and she's like trying to grab you, whatever. But then she gets you. She grabs the car.
If you're familiar with the character Maggie on The Simpsons, she likes to suck on her pacifier like that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She
drops her pacifier
and picks your car up and puts you into her mouth.
And she deep throats you.
And so
you just bounce off the back of her throat for like
the thing hanging down
for like a while.
And you're just like this in her mouth, back and forth.
Boom, 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 boom.
Like a pacifier in her mouth. And the view is you being sucked on in her mouth. And I looked at Alex and we are
dying.
Our ever loving mind.
Kennedy and Keels are like, oh.
And high turn.
We are in tears.
Alex is going, ah! He is screaming.
That sounds disturbing.
It was like, we just got deep throat by a baby.
Yeah.
It was, it was wild. We got off that thing and I was like, that was like dramatic. That was the worst thing I've ever been. Alex is like, no more recommendations.
We shut that shit down.
And then scarily, we all really wanted hot dogs.
Oh my God.
Every single one of us, you walk off the ride and they have a big hot dog stand and you're like, you know what? Funny enough,
that's exactly what we like.
And we all got them.
I mean, there were several hot dog carts right outside the Simpsons ride, so they knew what they were doing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, very. That was a fun experience. It was a little bit better than the King Kong experience where we watched a dinosaur's mouth get torn open.
Oh, yeah. There were no warnings about, like...
There were no warnings anywhere. I was like, this is rated R.
Like, beyond that. Like, you see... Like, King Kong jumps down, like, there's a dinosaur that's about to get you, and he, like, grabs it by the neck, takes its top and bottom jaw, rips them all the way open, then snaps its neck, like, right in your face. And
it's in 3D, so it looks like it's right here, right in front of your face.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I was like, this is, what?
What dreams are made of.
And then the third scariest thing at Universal was Megatron.
No, it was you watching Megatron.
Okay, you have to tell them about Megatron.
So Megatron, the Transformer, like he's a kind of like a freestanding giant robot. And like he does have the ability to walk around a little bit.
Does he make bread?
He could. He could.
He's gigantic.
He's very large. He's probably like 3 of me tall.
He's huge, and he walks around the park.
And he walks around. He doesn't walk around the park. He walks around in like a box that's like 6 feet by 6 feet.
He came out of the box to scare me.
He did not. You know, he was in his box. So we're in line. There's a line to take pictures with Megatron, and he must be able to like hear sounds and react to them,
Or hear loud screeching,
or just hear this bitch. I don't know. But Faye's like going on and on in line. And so finally he like turns and like he looks right at her and she goes, oh, and we're in the front of the line at this point.
Wait, he has lasers as eyes. His eyes are like weird. His eyes are like lights. So it's creepy.
Yeah, he's a car.
He's creepy. So
he's a robot.
I know
robot,
his eyes are like red laser lights. So he turns like this to me, just like that.
Yeah.
And he goes like this.
He
leaned in.
He took a step towards her. And we're in the front of the line, and I have my drink in my hand, and there's a very nice family behind us. Ooh. Faith just starts, like, tearing ass, like, running back through the line, and in doing so, like, slaps my hand, and I, like, cover the family behind me with my drink. I was like, Faith, it's not a real robot. He's not a real Transformer.
He was terrifying.
We didn't even let them go ahead of us to take the picture. You then like walk ashamed back to the front of the line.
Oh my God. And we still took our picture. Jesus.
And then we went on the actual like Transformers ride. Mm-hmm. And there was a part where like Megatron starts attacking you. And I was like, oh, but there's your boy.
Yeah.
Go get your boy.
Yeah. He was super scary.
He's a robot.
It was scary. I have videos.
I saw the videos. You posted them on your story. And in your videos, you're like, hi, Megatron!
We love you!
Ooh, Keeley, go next to Megatron! Yeah, you put her in. Like, sacrificed your firstborn. Poor Keeley.
What was your favorite ride?
Oh, I think it was the Velocicoaster.
Was it?
Are we allowed to say that?
Well, Keely had a stomach.
Why?
Does she listen to this?
No.
Okay.
Keely had a stomach issue.
Oh, no.
About 30 seconds before we got on the Velociraptor. Whatever.
The Velocicoaster. We were in line for
a while.
Yeah, probably like 40 minutes at least.
And then we're in.
With
like,
the skip the line thing.
Yeah, and then there's like this one part of the line where you're in a very dark tunnel that's like. There's no exit around you.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And that's when Keely decides to tell us that she has had to go to the bathroom for about 20 minutes now. And she had to get out of the line. And then we got to ride on the roller coaster. And then we all made a death pact to tell her that that was the worst ride of the park so that she didn't feel like she missed anything.
It was definitely my favorite, though. It was so fun. I've never had that much fun in my life. Oh,
Keely will never know. Take it to the grave. I was like, it was stupid. Yeah, it was just a roller coaster.
We just documented it.
It was so funny because like you were on the phone with Keely, like trying to find her, and you were like, oh, no, worry, honey. Like, it was super lame. But the roller coaster actually like went over like where we were standing, and you heard everyone like go by, and they're like, "Woo!" And Ken goes, "Yeah, super lame."
I very casually used my lift chair to go on to the next segment here. Excuse me, I'm just going back down now. No big deal. This is the best thing ever. Screw the Peloton. I want one of these. Just kidding. I want the Peloton.
But the my favorite ride of Universal was Hagrid's. And
that was really cool.
That was, we're actually not going to spoiler alert, although we went out to dinner after Universal and Keely spoiler alerted it to Brian. And I go, well, she's my kid.
I don't remember. Yeah.
But there's a lot of surprises with that roller coaster. Surprise, surprise.
They should play that song.
And when you go on, it's like one person is in the motorcycle and the other person's in the sidecar. And there's a big disparity between the two heights. Like the motorcycle is quite a bit higher than the sidecar. So I think the first time we went on it, I was in your sidecar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you got on the and you're already tall and you got on the motorcycle. And I got on my sidecar. And it's like, you know, when you sit down, you expect a seat and then it's about a foot lower. You're like, whoa, okay. That's kind of what happened. And then I looked and I had to like tilt my head all the way up to see Alex up on his motorcycle. But that was my favorite ride. But then we got to ride it again. We're like, that was everyone's like ride. We wanted to go on one more time. So we're like, we'll ride it before the park closes. So we go back on in the single ride line. So we knew we wouldn't ride together. Everyone was going to ride separately. And then Alex had a really fun ride partner that time.
I feel like we all did. Like Keely kind of lucked out.
I had a Unabomber.
But
that sounds fun. Right.
That could be a good time. I don't know. So I was next to a little girl and she was in like, she was like up like 3 feet higher than I was in the actual motorcycle. And I am in the sidecar, like with my knees up to my ears. And I was like, hi, how are you? And she was like, hey.
She was like eight.
She was like eight, but she was just like, I don't know. She didn't seem like
not interested.
Happy, or maybe just she just didn't like me.
Yeah, could have been like, I have to ride with this guy. Yeah, right. Like her family kind of voted her off the island of the family. Yeah. Like whoever the odd man was had to ride with a stranger.
Right.
So instead of like a parent or something, they're like, bitch, you gone.
Yeah. Like there was an older kid with the family too, and they were
I saw that. And he
nope.
To, yeah. No. Yep. She's the one out.
Yeah. Well, I could understand why. She wasn't very pleasant.
Miss Congeniality.
So like throughout the whole roller coaster, I'm screaming like a little girl.
Like an 8-year-old girl. Meanwhile, she is not.
And then we get off and I'm like, I'm walking away and she goes, so first time? I was like, you little asshole. I can't fight a kid at Universal.
Yeah, you can.
But I really want to.
We'll get to last night.
What?
We'll get to last night. You can fight kids.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what happened last night.
What happened last night?
Oh, no. This is.
I had
better.
To get answers somehow.
Oh.
Anyway, continue.
No, that was it. That was the story. Rode with a very curmudgeon 8-year-old. What happened last night?
Yeah.
We went to the Buffalo Science Museum and did their like Get a Clue event. Are you familiar with it at all?
No. I saw that and was slightly offended that we've never done it because that sounds right up our alley, but I held back.
So basically they turn the Buffalo Science Museum into like a giant like Clue game board, like the board game.
Ooh.
And like someone was murdered and you have to figure out like
who did
cool.
it, what room, what right. they used.
You have to, there's witnesses in different rooms throughout the museum and you have to go through and like ask the witnesses them. Questions. Yeah.
I want to do this.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Although, there were how many of us? Seven?
In our group? Eight.
Eight people in our group, and only one person had a clipboard, an official clipboard, that could ask the questions to the witnesses. Mm. So it's like, everybody else is like, well, what are we
Who did you guys
ask?
Go with?
My family.
His family.
Oh, okay.
So it was like, well, what else are we going to do? So... Some of us, myself included, decided to go do some recon and collect intel.
I sent Brian around to cheat. So he's, everyone's in groups, like huddled around their clipboards, like trying to figure shit out. Brian is like the only person who's like a lone wolf, just like creeping around the perimeter of the museum, oh looking over God. People's shoulders at their clipboards.
Which is so funny. I'm coming. I can see him do that.
It was hysterical.
You were born for this role.
I'm coming back absolutely. To his brother's girlfriend, and I'm like, this one, it's not that. How do you, just trust me, cross it off.
Oh my God.
You were so intense, though, he was like, cross it off, cross it off!
Well, so we went.
Oh my God.
There was like a fourth floor that had one witness, and it was like the space area or whatever, and this guy was like, he was dopey, and he was just like, every time he would show somebody the card, he would like, you know, when a doctor looks at like your film, your x-ray yeah. film, and they do it up against the light. That's what mm-hmm. the guy was doing to determine, I don't know, I've been doing this for an hour. I don't know if I have what you just asked for. Like, and just, you see the words
so,
and everything.
So
and
Brian was hiding behind a Fabergé egg, and he like peeked his head around.
Was it a Fabergé egg? I stuck my head out of a plant, and I was like,
oh my God, what? It's not any better.
they're all standing in line. Two of them are just chatting, and I'm like, okay. And then I walk up to him. I'm like, let's go. We got this. And they're like, what? No, go. Come on. We gotta go.
He was like very pushy.
Wow. Okay. He came to me.
I really want to go back and be on just a team of two with Brian.
Oh God.
Yeah. That.
You like Monica Gellert this game. This
well,
is great.
You know, and the other part.
Sometimes you have to.
The other part was
it's
like
you have to do to win.
You have to walk in and out of hallways, and people are like walking slow. I'm like,
you're like,
get moving.
Elbowing
people.
Someone
the
got
wall.
Murdered.
I'm like, get the hell out of the way.
Someone got murdered.
We gotta get these. We gotta get these choices in by 8:15. Son of a.
I am so here for Game Brian.
So next year we have this whole plan where Brian's gonna infiltrate. He's gonna get the summer internship at the museum.
Oh my God.
We're gonna. You're gonna see him like dressed up as a caveman behind plexiglass, like just watching people.
Or behind a plant. This is amazing.
You were born for this role.
Yeah.
You were.
We're gonna get you
like,
some
I'm
giant like Terminator
like,
sunglasses.
Down a hall. And like some people, like it's weird because like they gave you a booklet where you could like write in the booklet, like cross off things and everything.
Yeah.
And some people were doing like really small and it was hard to like see. So like when you're passing somebody and you're just doing like the
oh yeah
the glance, but some people would do like big X's and I'm like, I got this one. It's not that one.
Oh my God, Brian!
And this, I'm just like,
this is bringing
he was
me back.
He looked so creepy. It was the best.
I
and
feel
every
like
time
you should dress like Secret Service and do this.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You would
totally
yes,
wear a
Pat.
Suit. And just
yes.
Like,
and sunglasses.
Put a Bluetooth thing in your ear. Yeah.
That would actually be really good. Excuse me. I'm going to need to see your booklet.
I'm sorry. I believe you touched some priceless museum artifact.
We're going to have to ask you to leave.
Yeah. Yes. We're going to need all of your
hand over the booklet.
Yeah, 80,000 kids don't touch anything priceless in that museum in a year.
Probably got COVID is what you got.
Right.
Wait, so have you ever done the to find a murder like game? Dan brought it.
Is that the one that's got like, it's
yes,
like a big
and
package?
You have to, yes, and you have to figure out who
did it. Yeah.
Yeah. So we did that as a family game night.
Had to have taken a long time.
No, it did not take a long time. And it would have took even less if I didn't have the other three fucking Reiferts holding me
okay,
back.
Okay, we're doing
oh, shit. Oh, shit.
We're doing this shit yes. together.
Oh, my God. I solved it in 10 minutes. And
by
then,
the way, they served alcohol there, too.
What?
So it was even better.
I'm going.
Yeah.
I need to go to this thing. But we it's Taunt a Killer. And they have different ones. And then we got like a medium one. Oh my God, I solved it so fast. And then I was so annoyed because I had to tell everybody else how I figured it out within 2 seconds. Instinct. But I'll tell you
what. I just know.
I ruined Keely's birthday party when she was like 12. She decided to have it in an escape room. And when they're 12, they had to have an adult in the room. So I was the adult that was in the room. And it really tested my lack of self-control to watch, you know, 10, 12-year-olds be like, what's the clue? And then casually. And I'm like, you guys realize there's like a time limit. We only have 30 minutes, right? If you guys don't get out in 30 minutes, you don't escape. Like, And they're just like, I mean, it was like herding cattle and I started to lose it. So finally I just completely took control and I'm like, okay, you have to match this to this. You go pick the lock over there. You 532. Those are the numbers.
And go
just,
pick the lock, 12-year-old.
I was just like, and they're like, and then the one girl's like, I think we need a hint. Cause you can like knock and they give you a hint. I'm like, we don't need a hint.
Oh, sit down.
What was the escape room that we went to?
Escape City.
Escape City was really good. Cool.
I think that's why Brian was so intense at the museum, because on the way there, I was like, you better not be like dead fucking weight like you were at the escape room we did.
Oh, my God.
But he took it to heart.
Wow.
But I wasn't.
And he self-corrected. No, you did an excellent job.
If you would have seen his
You would have never have gotten out of the first room if it wasn't for me.
Yeah, because we all needed each other.
And I'm the one that's freaking, and I'm the one that's goddamn colorblind. Oh, that is true. We were all locked up.
they handcuff you in the first room, and you have to
Escape City. They've got like three or four of them in there, and
I want to go so bad. So they have. Oh, I'm so excited. So they have two other rooms. We did one where like you are going over a waterfall.
Oh, waterfall! It's the Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
Slight difference.
Sorry.
By the way, we went over the falls. We didn't make it. But there's actual like running water in it. Like you're sinking. Like it's really kind of cool. You don't feel in danger. It's just really cool.
But you are handcuffed to start.
Yeah, to start you
But
are
they have
yeah.
their other rooms, or there's one called Body Collectors that I think we should absolutely do, where a group of serial killers kidnaps you. They actually tie you up and blindfold you. And then you have the way quote unquote escape is that you need to convince them that you are worthy enough of joining their group. Otherwise, they kill you one by one.
Oh my God.
I want to do this.
Yeah. They're going to ruin your makeup. It's
you do
okay.
have to, there was like a disclaimer that you do have to army crawl through small space.
No, I'm in.
And then there's another one that we absolutely have to do that's hangover themed. And you wake up in the morning, God. You have to try to find Ted.
Doesn't it sound so much fun?
I love
this. Where is this?
It's in Tonawanda.
It's in Tonawanda.
Ugh, everything is so far.
I'm sorry. We don't. What? How many flights a day do they have out there?
Put air in your tires.
What's
bitch.
The time difference?
Have you heard of the escape rooms that they're doing in Europe? And it's a coffin. It's buried alive, like that fear. And they have CCTV cameras that watch you, but they've got puzzles in the coffin. You're in a coffin and they've got like lights and like all these puzzles and stuff. You got to get out of the coffin. You got to solve the puzzles to get out of the coffin.
I'm not going to lie.
I don't know if I could do the
coffin. Don't
coffin.
You win
claustrophobic.
You win money though, don't you?
I think you might. Yeah.
I would do that one and just be like, I'm just going to take a little nap.
Yeah, exactly.
They do have a 30
coffin. I'm down. I am there.
Sleep forever. Yes, please.
Buried? Yeah. No one can get to me.
I can't get out.
I just need to make sure there's no cell service.
You mean I get to pay $20 for a nap?
Yeah.
I'll do it.
That sounds
worth
amazing.
It.
I totally want to do all this.
It sounds
by the way,
nice and cozy.
Are any of you guys watching Traitors? Because
no.
I just started.
It is the best show on television right now.
Traitors.
It is so good. Season one was good. Season two is even better because they brought people in from MTV. And I'm literally obsessed with it. And if you watch season one.
Wait, is that the reality?
With Kate Chastain?
Okay.
No, I didn't. Oh, my God. Guys, I'm not even joking. It is outweighing. It is by far the best show on television right now.
Jessica Chastain, you said?
Kate Chastain.
Oh.
Jessica Chastain has far better things to do with her life.
Kate, I was a little
surprised.
Kate's real bored. But
it's literally, so it's a mix. So
it is definitely
I told you it was Alan Cumming and he hosts it. And
I do love him.
They're in Scott. He is an amazing host.
Yeah.
He's not like a big disappointment like Vanessa Minnillo. And he.
I did not have high expectations for Vanessa Minnillo. Also.
I had a little bit of expectation for Nick Lachey, but he was even more of a disappointment. Mm. But he hosts it, and it's all these people, and they're in Scotland, and they have these like challenges. And the challenges are sometimes very hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes they could be for children, but sometimes they're very hard. And they have to complete these challenges, and they can win money, but the whole theme of what is going on is that secretly three people have been assigned as traitors and nobody knows who the traitors are. And in the end, if you are still standing and you win the money. If there's one trader left in the group, they actually win the money and nobody else does. And what happens is every night there's a round table and everybody has to discuss who they think the traders are, and they can banish them and send them home. And it's not like, you know how when you go to things and it's like they're voting, but it's anonymous, like you as the audience see them hold up their vote, but like they don't know. This is not that. You have to say, Alex, I think you're a traitor because you did this, this, and this. And you have to get people on your side and convince them to the person's face. So when you, it's like full confrontation, it is so phenomenal. And it's a ton of strategy because people get murdered every night too. Every night that there are traitors there, they send someone home in the middle of the night and murder them.
I think one of my favorite things about season two is that it's like all of these TV personalities, right? And then you have one guy who's a former member of the British Parliament who's retired.
Oh my
and he's
God,
just like in the mix.
John, amazing. I love, well, we can't talk about it. I don't want to give any spoilers, but Phaedra Parks is one of my favorite housewives on The Housewives. And the fact that she is on Traitors, she is killing it. Her quibs, her little things she says. I love Phaedra and she is so perfect on the show. But there's a lot of Bravo representation this season. There wasn't as much last season.
Oh, that's interesting.
There is a ton of Bravo.
It's a Peacock thing.
Well, in season one, there was Kate Chastain, there was Reza, and there was Brandi Glanville. Mm-hmm. And Kate and Brandi
Someone from Summer House?
Oh, and Kyle Cook.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Kyle Cook. Very good. Yeah. Loved season one. Season two is even better. I do think you should watch season one, though, because there are things now happening in season two where, like, they make more sense if you watch season one.
Oh. Yeah. I won't spoil anything, but I loved the way that season one played out, like how it ended.
Loved.
That's exactly how I wanted it to.
And yeah, we'll talk about season two off air. But anyways, if you're not watching it, I highly recommend watching it.
AKA, she'll spoil it to us, but not to you.
I know. I'm like,
well, we don't have to watch it because she's going to tell us.
It's very good. But okay, if you went on the show, would you want to be a traitor or faithful?
God, I don't know.
I think about this a lot.
I would want to be a traitor, but I don't think I'd be a good one.
This is my Roman Empire.
I am like sweet baby angel. Like, I could not lie to people. I'd be like,
I would cry.
It's me. I'm the traitor.
Yeah, right.
I would want to be a faithful. And depending on who the rest of the cast was, I would just want to make sure like we actually become best friends outside of there. So I would probably get killed pretty early in the game.
I'm like, Faith, that's not, it's a
game. I wouldn't have strategy. I would just be so excited to be around all those people.
Right.
But I definitely do not have what it takes to be a traitor.
Yeah, I don't think I do either. I feel like the game would be a lot more fun to play as a traitor, but I just wouldn't.
It would be so much more
fun. I would
crumble. But I also think I'd be good at trying to sleuth it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can barely do real sincerity. Like, I don't know if I could fake it.
I can barely do real sincerity.
It's like Brian has a problem with someone. The next day, that person's dead. And everyone looks at Brian. Right.
And I'd just be laughing.
We feel like it was you.
I feel like you have no problem with sincerity.
You're not wrong.
I think it's the empathy part of it.
Hey.
I'm kidding. Dear God.
I think it's the guy dressed like a CIA agent in the corner who's looking over everyone's shoulders.
Yeah.
Which I'm going to do with the next murder clue.
Can I go?
Of course.
Oh my God, you should totally dress as a maid.
Oh, people were dressed up last night too.
Why would I dress as a maid though?
So then you could be his secret service. I don't know. It was the first thing that came to my head.
Wait,
I'm
what?
I'm here for it.
But wait, why maid?
What do you think the secret service is?
It's not cleaning service. No.
It's a secret maid service.
I need one of those.
He does that. Why did you have a
not a sex thing? I was combining. Okay, thank you. I was combining Clue and Secret Service, and I was trying to think of a female part of Clue.
Nobody was a maid.
Oh, really?
I think there was a maid.
I thought
there was a house manager. Was she the house?
Sorry, they've elevated the title.
Sorry,
there was an HOA.
It was Karen from the HOA.
Oh my God!
I feel like Mrs. White might have been one. I picture her like dressed up
like
a maid.
Someone last night was dressed up as a maid.
That was the actual maid for the Buffalo Museum of Science.
Or she was someone that was cheating better than you were.
Rude.
So you step up your game.
No, I'm going to pretend I work for the museum.
Yeah.
I'm Asian. I could totally look smart.
That's a dinosaur!
That's a hieroglyphic.
Sir, step away from the artifacts.
Don't touch that, kid. Y'all got COVID.
I'm going to show up in a Megatron costume. There you go.
That's super science-y.
Yeah.
I'd be able to see everyone's notepads. Could be so tall. Actually, I wouldn't. I'd be like, what does that say? Your handwriting's terrible.
Is that an X? Does that mean it's not in? Or is it? What is it?
He turns into jury duty. Barb? Barb? Is that her name?
Oh, my God.
We have the Brian. Office. We have the office clue. We have a couple murdery games we do for family night that are really fun that you have to figure out who the murderers are. We can play.
Barb. I'm sensing a theme.
I know. This is just how you guys unwind.
Yeah, really.
Like, this is how we relax.
We solve murder.
Death.
Let's talk about it.
You said you had to wait what you wanted to talk about.
Yeah. So we're never talking about the Bills again. What did we say? We never talk about the Bills. We talked about the Bills and then the Bills lost.
Yeah.
So we're never talking about the Bills again when they're in season or in their playoff season, because this is what happens. Everyone says you talk about the Bills and we jinxed it.
First of all, don't tell me what to do.
I know.
Second of all, we jinxed it.
Second of all, we jinxed it. So, very long story short, I was with a group of people at the Bills game, and we were in, not backstage, there's no stage, but like we were in different areas where like friends and family could go.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really cold during the playoff game. So I had gloves that were, they were fleece lined, but they go all the way up to your elbows, which I love underneath layers of clothing because your wrists never get cold.
Mm-hmm.
So I had those, then five layers of clothing, and then mittens on top. Okay. So we're walking and I'm with a group of women who did not want me to take any photos of anyone from the other team. And we're walking, and all of a sudden we see tons of sirens and tons of golf carts and all this stuff coming towards us. I was like, what in the hell? And who goes by but Taylor Swift?
Abby.
And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. I need to get a picture. I've also been drinking and other things. So I was like, oh my God, I have to get a picture of Taylor Swift because a bunch of girls at my salon are obsessed with her. So I'm like ripping my mittens off that I'm trying to yank my freaking gloves off. And I'm like, oh my God, the brigade's going by. I'm not getting them, you know? So I'm trying to get these pictures. And so my girlfriend goes, what are you doing? I go, I got to get a picture of Taylor Swift for the girls at work. She goes, Faith, you cannot be seen with us taking a picture of Taylor Swift. Like, no, you have to walk ahead or you got to go. I was like, okay, fine, fine, fine. So I just start walking and she's behind me and I just hold my phone like this and just start snapping it. If you can't see me, I'm just trying to be nonchalant, holding the phone up, not in front of my face, like down near like my shoulder blade. I just start pressing like button, like click, 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 click to try to get a picture of Taylor. Well, in my drunkenness, I thought I had a good one, which I sent to the salon girls. And I said, Taylor Swift is behind me. But nothing came through except just the picture of me and no context at all. So let me show you, first of all, what the picture was.
What the?
Which is, you cannot tell anything that is going on. And it's just my face looking sexy. I'm not trying to be, I'm trying to just like go like this, take pictures. And then nothing else, as you can see, not delivered. Nothing else sent. just this random selfie. Looks like a selfie of me.
Oh my God, somebody just responded drunk.
So everybody wrote, oh no. So the girls were like, I'm trying to respond. You can see there's like, nothing would respond. Yeah, like nothing through. Would send back. So according to the song girls, I just sent them just that picture. So Holly writes, drunk. And then they were like, well, I can't read a couple of these texts. And then they were like, what is that? And then Katie writes, was that supposed to be my picture of Taylor? And then Lisa's like, is this a subliminal message? And then Holly writes, get it together, Faith. And then Teresa's like, now is not the time to start giving silent treatments. And they're like, it really looks like a bunch of aliens. And then they said they probably are. And then they're writing all this stuff, and I couldn't respond anything back. But I got this picture of Taylor Swift, and it's, you can't really tell. And then
she looks great.
Yeah. Yeah. I do have the live, and I showed them. And in the live, you can see it's Taylor's whole brigade going by. You see everyone, which I'll show you. And then the next night, I go out to dinner, and we're in a room. And next to us, I'm like, God, that looks like a high school hockey team or something. And then we quickly realized it was the entire Buffalo Sabres.
Oh my God.
So it's, and like they were high, like, school hockey. They were like, yeah, right next to us.
They're, I mean, so young.
They're really young.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, I gotta get a picture and send it to Kennedy. I swear to God, I turned 40 and my ability to take a fucking picture on a camera is shot. I'm old. Like, this is how you know you're old. I took the picture, and you know when I made sure my flash was off, because you know, sometimes during concerts when they tell you not to take pictures, I take a picture, and then the flash like lights up the whole fucking auditorium. I'm like, damn it, damn it.
I know, the high schoolers hate that.
Oh my God. The teacher always gives me a bad look. So I made sure, I was like, my flash is off. But you know when somewhere is dark and you go to take the picture and there's no flash on and it'll say hold still?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think something of that occurred, but I'm looking at Tage Thompson. I'm zoomed in on his face. I'm like, clear as day. Clear as day, it's Tage Thompson. So I take the picture, and then I instantly, and I took it like in a text message to Kennedy. So like, I took it in the text message. So it wasn't like I took it, then looked at it and sent it. I was open in Kennedy's text. I took the picture. I zoomed in. I saw his face. I clicked the thing, and then I sent it to her. Mm-hmm. Kennedy sends me a message. What the hell's wrong with you? Let me show you this picture.
Oh my God.
Clear as day.
But here's the weird thing. Watch. You can actually tell that is Tage. It looks like the ghost of Tage.
Right. Yeah, it looks like he passed. Like, you as can, you actually were taking the photo,
you can tell it's him with his chin. Because he's got a very pronounced face, but like, doesn't it look like the ghost of him?
It does look like something from Ghost Hunters.
Roman painting.
Right. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know why that picture did not come out of Tage Thompson, but that is very much Tage Thompson. But that's the picture I sent to Ken. So I'm like, cool. So I saw Taylor Swift and I saw Tage Thompson. I have zero proof of it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have sort of proof.
You know, you have it in your memory.
Which is what people tell to their grandmas.
No, yeah.
You have it in your memory.
Grandma, it's okay. It's right here.
That'll fade. Do you guys have a wait what?
Kinda. We were in Phoenix and Scottsdale.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear about Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got to the airport, we got our rental car and we were driving to our Airbnb and we saw this car that looked like a space shuttle. And I was like, what is this thing?
Oh, is this the...
And we're like, so we thought it, like, Brian thought it was like a Google car or something. Like,
I did.
It was taking pictures of... Ew. Yeah, we thought it was that kind of thing.
It was late, tired.
Yeah. And then... So we get back, and then the next day and like the next couple of days, like, we see these things everywhere. Like, they are all over the place. And we were at a bar watching the Bills game, and we saw someone like walk up to one, and someone just walked up off the street and got into one. And I was like, what is this thing? So we look it up. It's called like Waymo, and it's only in a couple cities, but it is an actual like car that has no driver, and it's just like you sit in the back seat and you it turns the steering wheel and does like all of the things like all the completely driving. Independent of There's
and all, you hope for the best.
Yes.
So I guess it's actually safer than a car with a driver.
Because you don't have to worry about a car, like if you're a girl alone, you don't have to worry about driver. Like,
I meant like just the I meant the actual driving like
collisions.
Like the safety of the driver. There's less accidents.
There's no one in there to assault you. That is also true.
But that is also true, Faith. I don't know that they've done the study on that portion of it.
And you don't have to tip.
So. Jesus. Oh, my God.
So, I texted Alex. I said, but how will you find out about your driver's buddy music career?
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, it's a fully driverless car. It's freaky. So we took one.
We did take one. I wanted to take one like around the block just to test it out. Yeah. And we did not do that. We just ended up driving it for 40 minutes to downtown Phoenix.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We were like, God's plan.
It drives very cautiously. Mm-hmm. But that's good. It just takes probably twice as long to get to where you're going.
It did take longer. And it didn't take any expressways, which I was appreciative of.
Yeah,
but there was one point where it was making a left turn and it like wasn't sure what to do, and it was doing this like stop start thing, and we were like perpendicular to the oncoming traffic, and
oh
I was
my
like,
God,
motherfucker, you have to go.
Oh my God.
It was like white knuckling it, and then we came up to a there was a guy in the street with a shopping cart like just in the middle of the road, and I was like but there's like a screen like almost like an like you would see like in a Tesla or something that like shows like
your cars,
detects
people.
All the cars and the like traffic lights and stop signs and all of that, and it showed like a pedestrian in the road, and then it like came to a stop, thankfully, so we didn't
die,
commit murder by proxy.
Yeah. It was pretty neat, but also a little, yeah, it's unnerving for the first time, I guess.
I love talking to Uber drivers, though. I'd be so sad.
Yeah.
I love not having to talk to anybody.
Yeah. No, it I'm with nice. You, Brian. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, except for the automated lady's voice who basically, you know, the car stopped at our destination and she's like, get out. Like, oh.
Well, and when you get in, too, she's like, I know this may seem futuristic, but you still need to put on your seatbelt. I was like,
what is it called?
Done.
Waymo?
Waymo.
Waymo.
Yeah.
W-A-Y-M-O.
I think it's like San Francisco, Phoenix.
Because Waymo is really not a good name.
It wasn't.
Waymo.
Yeah. Wham! Wham! We'll take you all the way to the scene of the crash. It was in two cities in California, Phoenix, and then there was one in Texas, I think Houston maybe.
Yeah, something like that.
But I mean, it was cool.
I feel like I would be in one of those and be like, oh, is that's how you're supposed to legally drive?
Right. Well,
like,
there was
that
too.
So many opportunities.
There was definitely that too.
Yeah. Like pedestrian in the middle of the road. I would have kept going.
Because then we took an Uber back from the city. And when we got back, I was like, you know, I would have taken the Waymo.
Yeah.
Well, it took half as long to get back.
But also,
the guy drove like a lunatic.
Ugh.
So that was fun. Mm. But I was tired and I was happy he was driving recklessly. I wanted to go home.
That's true.
Go ahead, sir. So before we were recording, we were talking about Airbnb experiences.
Yeah.
And Cash Money and I stayed. Wow, that was a big inhale from Brian. Holy cow.
I just need the inhaler, face inhaler. Wheezing a little.
Yeah.
Just
Cash
bite
Money
down
and I...
on it.
Bite down. Shotgun. Here's a piece of
shotgun the inhaler.
So Cash Money and I stayed at an Airbnb in Costa Rica, which was beautiful. And I was showing Faith and her daughter Kennedy around it. And they were like, that's like a Kardashian house.
It literally looked like a Kardashian
house. It was really beautiful. But it's like you read all of these things about like what to do and what not to do. First of all, we got there and there was nothing about the key will be located here. They literally send you the coordinates and like latitude and longitude of where the place is, because Costa Rica doesn't have street signs.
Oh.
We were driving in. So we got out of Buffalo right before the driving ban. Like we got to the airport started. And then we were on like one of the last flights out of Buffalo. So, but we missed our connecting flight because of the de-icing. So we ended up getting to Costa Rica later. And then it was like an hour and 25 minutes to get to the Airbnb from the airport. And so by the time we had gotten to where we were staying, it was dark. And they also don't have a ton of streetlights in Costa Rica. So we turned down this street that we passed like four times because we could not find it because it's literally a dirt road. So I'm like, okay, I think we go here. So we pull in to this road and they had told us in the Airbnb directions, like rent a 4x4. Like you will not be able to get up this hill without a 4x4 vehicle.
Oh my God.
And they were correct. So we're like, this is where we die. There's no streetlights on this thing. So it's literally just the headlights that you see. And there's so many hills that you're like, when you're going up one, I'm like, is this where we like die? What is happening? It was so scary. So I'm like, I'm trying to follow the GPS and I'm like, I think you turn left here. We went in the daylight. When we looked back at it, we were like, oh my God, I can't believe we didn't die on this street. Like, literally had
that's so scary, especially when it's dark and you don't know the area.
Oh my God,
all.
It was so scary and
in
so
another
dark.
Country.
So before we got to the Airbnb, there was this place to the left that was like, it looked like a resort type of thing, but could have been like a community that people lived in. And there was a gate, but the gate was open. So I'm like, maybe
come
we
on
turn in.
In
there. So we totally turned in. And then this guy was like, I don't think we're in the right spot. And they did not speak any English. So I'm like, Brian, back up. So he backs up and we leave there. And then it was like a gated resort. So every time we went by, the gate was closed. And Cash Money would be like, so rude. Like, we're not going to come back. Just calm down. I'm like,
they see your
truck
coming. Close the gate. Like,
they're back.
Raise the drawbridge.
So I said, I think it's actually always closed. I go, I think we ended up catching it at a time when someone was coming in. And that's why it was open. Oh, yeah. But yeah, so we talked a lot about them. So then we finally were like, we think this is it. Like, okay. Driving up this road, we find the Airbnb. And we're like, we don't know where the key is. Like, they did not leave any of these directions. There's no lockbox or anything. Like, we have no idea what's going on. So,
is there a number pad or was it like an actual like turnkey?
It's a turnkey lock.
Did you have service on your phone?
We had, yes. It was pretty limited, but we had enough. So the corner of the mat on the door, it was very windy. So the top mat, the corner was lifted. And only because the wind had moved it. And I was like, do you think it's under here? So we pick it up and there it is. I'm like, this is crazy. Like, it's like an escape room to get in. Like, what is happening?
You're going to have to rent a 4x4 because you have to drive it through the front door to get in.
So we open this door and the front door is like this grand door. This thing is probably like 5 or 6 feet wide. And we close it and I turned around and you can see all around it, there's like a half inch gap that you can see the outside. I'm like, is this like a peephole? Like, why is there so much here? So normally we're like, okay, no big deal. But we're in the middle of the forest and the Airbnb directions were like, don't open any windows because the bugs will come in. Don't leave any lights on because the bugs will come in.
Did you rent from Grover? Or is this Lars's Airbnb?
Lars from Sweden.
Bergie, Bergie, Bergie.
I can't do it.
Pound, oh, pound the lines.
What the fuck was that?
Blah,
blah. Oh my God. Okay. So We walk in and we're like, this place is three times the size of what we need right now. So this is crazy. There was like a whole section that we didn't even use. And it's all windows. And it's remote. So we're like, all right, sweet. And then we walk into the kitchen and a little gecko scurries around. I'm like, ah, come on. Like, I can't sleep with that. There are these little teeny ants all over the kitchen. Ooh. I'm like, I don't want to live here. I don't want to be here right now. It was bananas. So every day we had a special animal visitor and every day it was different. Mm. It was great.
So, like inside?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes outside.
Oh, tell them about the one.
Oh, yeah. So we were, well, there's a few that I wanted to share. So the kitchen, for how big the house was, the kitchen was very small, but it was all glass. So all glass doors. And I was at the fridge, which was the world's largest fridge. It was like a full size fridge and a full size freezer. And I'm at the fridge and Cash Money's at the island and he's like, oh, hey, buddy. And I turn around. I'm like, what's going on? And out the other side of the glass door, like 2 inches from it, is a fucking raccoon just chilling out, staring at us. I was like, oh, they have raccoons here. I didn't think that was a thing in Costa Rica.
But it was
like,
on the other side.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was on the other side. It was not inside.
Until so, Cash Money domesticated it. I could see it going that direction.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Yeah.
You like mud on your feet too?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I was a little nervous about all this. I go, he's not your buddy. He's got rabies. Stop making friends. So the one day we were using the laundry room was right next to the kitchen. So we're like, we should probably do a load of laundry. So we're putting the stuff in and he's like, I'm just going to need you to take a step back. I go, okay, why? And I look down, I go, I'm sorry. Is that a scorpion? He's like, yeah, he's like, yes, it is. Yes, it is. So it was like a little baby one. Thank God. I don't know how big they actually get. So I can't handle that.
Most of them are really small. The big ones are like in Egypt. And actually, the big ones are not harm. Like, they're not. Like.
Yeah, because then he Googled it and was like, oh, they're not harmful here. I'm like, oh, that's so nice.
I think that was actually like one of the weapons from the science museum on the Clue game. There was a scorpion.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was fun.
You could have been.
He took care of that.
Slaughtered.
I know. I could have been murdered, you guys, by a scorpion. So then.
It was the scorpion.
Yeah. So the next day, I am upstairs and he's downstairs. So we brought our yoga mats because we were doing yoga on the lanai. And he sends me a video and he's like, you have to come down here, in all caps. And I'm watching this video and there's 5 fucking puppies.
What?
On the lanai. Yes. It was adorable. But this video was hilarious because he's like, hi, buddies. Hi, buddies.
Oh, that would have been me too.
Oh, my God. And then he's like, oh, are you eating the yoga mat? Are you eating the yoga mat? And I'm like, that was not a cheap yoga mat.
Yeah.
Get the dog out of there. So I come downstairs and they were so cute. They were probably like 6 months old. Oh. And they were all different colors. Like they were
what
either.
Kind of, what do you,
oh, where man. Are they?
Oh, I'll show you a picture. I'll show you the video.
Did you not bring them home?
Yeah, we want to see videos.
No. So here's the thing, guys.
here's my child coming back out again.
Oh.
No.
Where?
Oh. This
one. Oh.
About the puppies. Fine.
So.
I hate it here.
I go out there and they were totally just like scampering around the property. And then we walked to the driveway and the mom, we were on a dirt road. The mom is just laying down in the dirt road. She's just like, I feel like she's kind of giving up. And Brian's like, yeah, she's like, kids, we're at the playground. Go play. I'm going to lay over here. It was so cute. That was like one of the better animal invites. The one day we saw a friggin' like possum in the middle of the road. And he just like, possums are creepy animals. Okay. Super creepy. And his back was towards us. And then he stopped and he turned around and he was just on his hind legs, like staring at us. I'm like, Run him over.
Go on, get.
Come on, skedaddle.
I have a weird question. Did the raccoon have a really long tail? Oddly long.
I don't know about oddly long, no. I don't think so.
Okay, because they don't really have raccoons in Costa Rica. They're called kapukis.
Oh, really?
And they were all over our resort.
And they're trained killers.
With the scorpions.
Did you say kapuki?
Wait, hold on. Oh. Dan?
I mean, the rest of us, people can still hear you just because you turned off your mic.
I'm going to text
him. Hold on. Yeah.
I have pictures of them. They were all over our resort in Costa Rica. And we're like, oh my God, our resort is infested by raccoons. And they were like, no.
Oh, this is so funny.
No, they're not raccoons.
This is the video.
Hi. Bunch of puppies.
Oh. He's like, hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. Pictures. Hey, buddy. Yeah, they were adorable. Hold on. Let me. No, that's Sophia.
You all can see this because we'll describe it.
Oh, my God.
I know. They were so cute. Oh. So my friend Sarah was like, just, you know, they might have rabies or fleas.
No, we love them anyway.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that place looks gorgeous.
It was insane.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. It was so,
I know. She's like, give me the puppy video, please. They were so cute right up until they were eating this young man. I didn't love that. They were really adorable. And also, like I said, that animal visitor, yeah, I'm okay with. Thank really you. Yeah. I said, now the yoga mat is kind of ruined. He goes, no, every time I use it, I'm going to remember these puppies.
Oh,
I know. That's I'm really like, sweet. You are so cute. But
we had a little bit of learning to do about the wildlife in Arizona, too.
What happened?
So we went, I made Brian climb a mountain with me.
Oh my God, I love this.
It was called Tom's Thumb. And it was you get to the top of, we didn't go all the way up, but we climbed towards the thumb.
We climbed for about an hour and a half, but we climbed almost a mile up.
Okay.
But like everywhere, like you have just a 360 degree view of just mountain ranges, and it's just it's gorgeous. Desert. It's just absolutely like stunning. And I'm used to like buffalo and like Allegheny, and like you can climb on rocks, you can do all of these things. And there was this other couple that was like taking pictures, and I jumped up on a rock for Brian to take a picture of me. And then the one woman goes, oh, yeah, you can do that this time of year. And I was like, oh, should I not just jump on rocks when I'm in Arizona? And she goes, no, absolutely not. She's like, that's where like rattlesnakes like hide under there. And then they like, they get you. And I was like, okay, noted. And then she was like, in another thing.
Oh, God. Yeah,
kinda.
She pointed to a cactus and she was like, those type of cactuses like will actually like, you don't have to touch it for it to get you. Like it will reach out and grab you.
What
like,
is this? A little shop of horrors? Well,
yeah.
No, like, it kind of is. It they're senses like, your... They look like big cotton balls, but spiky cotton balls. And what they'll do is actually detach themselves from its cactus or what itself, and they'll just suck on you.
Like is this part of Waymo?
they'll just suck on you.
That was in the Skull Island King Kong ride.
But we don't actually know that the balls shoot off, but we did see them like all over the floor. So
can
they at least
have
fell off.
These in a house?
Probably not.
Asking for a friend. Like, can we get one for the podcast?
Here's a gift.
I have a few people I'd like to give that to.
But I did. Like, I stuck my foot because I had a shoe on, obviously, and I was like, just to see if it would move, and it did. Like, it was like,
wow.
It took a swing at me.
It Megatroned you.
It Megatroned me. And yet I maintained my composure.
Wow.
And didn't spill beer all over a family.
Oh, hi, honey. Okay, we're talking about animals in Costa Rica. Do you remember our hotel had all those things that looked like raccoons, but they weren't raccoons? What were those called? Kabukis?
No. Definitely not.
But, you know, they looked just like raccoons because everyone thought we had raccoons. Yeah. So they had one outside of their house. And I said, I don't think it's actually a raccoon. It was, I have a video of one, Anna. I'll show you. We'll do it off air.
Lasers? Obituaries? Just trying to help.
Lasers?
No. Apache?
Do you remember your party? Oh, look at all the lasers.
Oh, yeah. I do.
Coatis?
Coatis. Quatis. Quatis.
Kabukis.
Okay, that Kabuki. Is not that far off, I'd like to say.
No.
Cody's. It's pronounced Cody's.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, these are... Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. No, that doesn't even look like a raccoon.
No, no.
It looks like an armadillo.
Let me see.
That
Let
does
me see.
Not look like a raccoon.
That doesn't look like a raccoon. I have videos.
Oh, boy. No, this looked like a straight-up raccoon.
I'm going to find my video.
Which I love. Yeah. No.
Maybe it's Beyonce.
Oh my God, I was so tan in Costa Rica. I'm getting so sad now.
I desperately want to take a picture of the raccoon because you know how much I love that raccoon in the dumpster.
Oh, I know.
Room. Oh, yeah.
The dumpster raccoon.
But when I turned around, he was gone.
In the wind.
I also have lots of videos because
And
Dan...
then you saw, apparently he hung out in the pool because you saw his little paw prints.
Oh, see, look at, so this one was hanging out outside our hotel or outside our room. We literally couldn't get to our room. And it looks like a raccoon if you see his face, but it's those Cody's. Here, I get on the other side here.
Oh, that seems safe.
It looks. See how it looks like a raccoon, though?
It does look a little like a raccoon. Oh, that does look like a raccoon.
Yeah,
but it's called a Cody. Sure. And they're all over Costa Rica. So that I legitimately knew what I was talking about in that specific moment. I also had this little crab friend that I
he's cute.
Went near. Well, watch, I get a little closer and then you'll see what he does because he, he does. Yeah.
No, thank you, ma'am.
No, I was like, hi.
He is like, back the fuck up.
So today's podcast is all about sharing our videos.
Oh my God, it's like National Geographic.
Which is real fun for all of you listeners.
I made a slideshow.
We'll be on for 4 more hours.
Well, yeah, exactly.
We love when you guys are on, though.
Enjoy your ride to Pennsylvania.
We have like 7 more podcast episodes we could probably do with you guys.
Yes.
There's a lot, yeah.
But I think we're just probably going to stop podcasting so we can just still hang out.
Yes.
And show videos, yeah.
Do you guys have anything else you want to share? Sharing is caring. Now is the time.
Mr. Brian, do you have anything?
Not really. Our Airbnb situation in Phoenix was...
I mean, it definitely was not as bad as yours, so I feel like we shouldn't even talk about it.
No, I mean, we could still, like, do stuff, though.
Yeah, we couldn't...
Oh, my God! This is why I take notes. This has nothing to do with any vacation, so I have an awesome wait what that I totally forgot.
Pivot!
No, yeah.
Little pivot.
Go for it.
Okay. Do you guys shop at Sherwin-Williams?
I do.
Okay. So I had to go buy some paint, and there was a... I'm going to lift on my chair for this.
She's lifting up.
There was a guy working there. I don't remember what his name is because this was before vacation, so I don't remember that. So... he was helping me. I walked in and this guy like should be on like entertainment on a cruise ship or something. He was so friggin' funny. I was like, okay, I'm just going to, you know, I'm looking for color. It was under Brian's stuff. So I'm like, can you like look up and see the colors that he's used before and then tell me the name of the paint, like which can he used? He goes, oh, sure. So he's like... last name, so I spell it for him. And he says it completely differently from how I pronounced it. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that works too. So he's like, yep, you're going to want this can and this and this and this. So he's then, the name of the paint that I picked out, the color was Sleepy Blue. And so he's mixing it and he's like singing to himself in the back. And he's like, Sleepy Blue, Sleepy Blue lyric. I'm just making up a song about Sleepy Blue. I'm like, this guy is totally right up my alley, right? Then he turns it into, he's using Sleepy Blue as the lyrics for Escape by Gwen Stefani.
Oh.
He's like, I can escape and be sleepy blue, sleepy blue. I was like, this guy is the best ever. So then I actually wrote down what he said. So this other guy comes in and he's looking for, I think, like drop cloths or some shit. And he's looking for a certain size. And the guy's like, I don't see any here. But let me call another store and see if they have it. So you can hear him on the phone because he's not quiet. And he's like, hi, Heather. I'm calling from Sherwin-Williams in Hamburg. I'm calling to see if you have a 34 by 34 paint cloth. I tried looking in my store, but it's the size of my self-esteem. And Heather, that's not very big. And I was like, oh, my God, it's the thank you guy. It's the fucking thank you guy in person.
Yeah.
He works at Sherwin-Williams in Hamburg. I was like, this is the best. I started dying laughing in the store. The guy who he was helping turns around and looks at me. I'm like, this guy's great. He's so funny. It was so funny.
Now I want to go to Sherwin-Williams.
Yeah, you have to. I have to ask Cash Money what this guy's name is. I was like, have you met this guy? He's like, oh, that guy's great. That guy's great. He goes, he told me an entire story the last time I went in there. I have no idea where it came from or what he was even talking about. I'm like, this guy is amazing.
I am so excited for the adventures I'm going to go on. I'm going to go to Sherwin-Williams.
Yeah.
Then the museum. Like
the escape room.
Yeah. This is great.
That is amazing.
So much fun.
He needs to be friends with us.
So funny. He was a bit of a talker. So I feel like...
Oh, very opposite us.
Yeah, he wouldn't blend it at all. No.
Well, he kind of went on a tangent about how I think he was a teacher's aide or something. I don't know. It's kind of lost in translation here. He was talking about students. And he was like, oh, like when parents don't take responsibility for their kids. Like, why do you think your kid is like that? And I'm like... I don't know where this came from between Gwen Stefani and your self-esteem, but okay. Like he had a lot of comments, especially about the school system for some reason. I was there for paint.
He's got shit to say. Yeah.
He does.
And he will be heard.
Well, I think that should be the name of this episode. Sleepy Blue.
Oh my God.
Wait, actually I did remember that I had a wait what.
Oh, go ahead.
The way you said that.
You'll both
appreciate. Actually,
excuse.
Speaking
me.
Of talkers, and apparently people.
Okay, go ahead. Proceed.
So you two will both appreciate this because it involves Donna from accounting.
Yes,
I love Donna from accounting.
Literally every time I see that meme, you wish you could go to work with your friends just to see the people that they talk about all the time. It's literally always Donna from accounting. That's all I want to hear about. Go ahead.
So we had a wellness fair probably about like a month ago at this point, maybe longer ago, but it sticks in my brain. So they had you could sign up for the people that were coming from Stretch Lab. And they had like so many slots that you signed up for. So I saw that Donna had signed up and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I'm going to sign up like at the same time as Donna because they had two people coming.
Yes.
I thought we were going to be in like there would be separate rooms.
No.
But I walk in and like you could reach out and touch each other. Like you are getting stretched adjacent to one another.
Intimate stretching.
Yeah, couples stretch.
It was giving like couples massage. It was a lot. And I don't know like what was with me that I was like very eccentric that day. I think because I was off, I wasn't like in like a work mindset. Mm. So I was just like in a really good mood and I was like very talkative, which isn't always me. And
what?
So I walk in and my stretch guy, I don't know what their titles are. His name was Jeremy. And he was like very like cool and down to earth at first. And he's like talking to me. And he's doing the stretch thing. And we're going through and he's just like asking like, you know, like where do you live? And I was like, Hamburg. And he was like, why do you live there? I was like, I moved in with my boyfriend, and he was like, oh, that's cool. And we were like talking about like just like that stuff. And then I had mentioned that like I spin a lot, and I was like, my hip flexors are, you know, like usually like that's what I focus on in yoga and that type of thing. So later on in the session, he goes, I had just been like chattering like a motherfucker, and he goes, do you want us to like work on your hip flexors right now? And I go, next to Donna? And he was like, I don't know what you think we're gonna do here, but like, yeah.
You don't have to take your pants off.
Yeah. And
oh
then,
my God.
And then I don't know like where this even like sequence of words came from in my head, but I go, well, you know, I'm the boss of my own body and I run a real loose ship. And he goes,
oh my God, what?
I was just like word vomit, like one thing after another. And I was like, oh my God. And then after that point, like, because I had already told him that I'm like, I live in Hamburg with my boyfriend, and so now after I made the loose ship comment,
oh,
like
God.
Now he's talking about his wife and kids.
And
he's like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, Jeremy, I'm so sorry.
Your wit really betrayed you in that one. Oh boy.
But then at the end of it, I'm like super relaxed, and I didn't actually realize that it was like over because he was still talking to me, and I'm laying on the table.
I thought
like
it was
this.
Fucking therapy,
like freaking Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, I'm like laying on my side on the table like this, and he's like, "So, you have any questions?" And I just like, I'm just like totally zenned out and like will not get off the table. So my coworker had signed up for she's like my work bestie. Mm-hmm. She signed up for the session right after me. And I was like, oh, I was like, Jeremy, you're going to love her. She's great. And he's like, oh, great. Another one.
Oh God.
So he was like, okay, you can get on the table. And I'm walking out and I see her. She gets on the table on all fours. He was like, not like that.
You're going to see Jeremy in HR on Monday.
Yeah.
We've had some complaints about the wellness. The real question is, what was Donna doing? Did you hear her get stretched at all?
I know. I'm waiting for like, Donna.
I want to hear what Donna has to say. God. I'd actually like Donna's interpretation of your stretch.
Can we get Donna on the podcast?
He was asking about his hips.
He made a pass at the stretch guy.
And he's married.
Well, so Donna's session started like a little bit before mine. So we overlapped, but she ended before mine. Mm-hmm. And as she was like all upset that her session was over, and she was like, oh, it's just getting good.
Oh, my God.
And she was also word vomiting. We were like just word vomiting over each other. Mm-hmm. And she was talking at length about her one-eyed dog. And I was.
You guys so were amazing. Real fucking
yeah.
clientele that
and
day.
And they were like, no, we're sorry. Like, your session's over. And I was like, God damn it, Jeremy. We just got to the one-eyed dog. But
here,
also,
let me bring in my coworker.
But also, we're alone now.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You've like traumatized Stretch Lab.
Yeah.
They're not licensed therapists.
You want us to work on your hips next to Donna?
And there's like they have a North Towns location and a South Towns location, and yeah. Jeremy made it very clear that he works at the North Towns location. That would be way too far for me to ever go to.
Oh,
he's like, we have one that's
God.
Way closer to you. Go there.
That's
wellness. We love it. We love it.
Oh, I'm so glad you didn't forget that.
I know. That was good.
Dear God. All right. Anything else? Brian has yawned about 67 times.
I am tired.
I've been yawning too. I feel rude, but I can't control it.
Yeah. I think I'm coming down from the Prosecco.
Yeah. No, that'll do it.
Oh, okay. Guys, this was a pleasure.
I'm glad we're all in the same city again.
Yeah.
I know.
I actually don't think I've seen you like since the Barbie party.
No, I haven't. Yeah. Kurt, I haven't seen you guys at all.
And I'd like to thank you guys for letting us stay at your condo in Orlando.
Of course.
Of course. Anytime.
We got it because we want to entertain.
Yeah.
And we loved having you guys
well,
there.
You really entertained my kids and I. We had like Ken's hockey stuff and like, you know how that is.
Yeah.
We like trashed. You did not trash.
But I did take a picture of all the bags when you guys were going because I was like, holy shit. Like, I was like,
you
oh
opened
God.
The guest bedroom door and you stepped in suitcases to get
oh my
to the
God.
Bag.
Like
there was, oh. we maximized our space. And it was so funny because I was like, I just hope for the love of God, Alex and Brian, just don't use the guest bathroom until we are fully done with it because it was crazy.
Oh let me that's see. Amazing. More pictures. More pictures.
Well,
that
so
none
if you don't
see.
Want to go up the trash chute, then bring less shit and we won't have to use the freight elevator.
Oh my God. We were there for so long. It was hard
well,
going.
You were there longer than you intended to.
Yeah.
Be.
And it yeah. was hard going somewhere warm, but you had to bring tons of cold stuff.
Yeah.
Because we
yeah.
had to sit in ice rinks.
You still want
to
bring warm stuff because you're like, well, if it's nice.
Right. Yeah. Well, that was a fucking waste of my luggage. But mm. yes.
Yeah.
We lived in cold stuff. But yeah, I mean, it was a tough one to pack for. Mm. So anyways, I'm going to Boston, so that doesn't seem too promising with the weather. Oh. Also missing my favorite comedian, Jared Fried, who's going to be in Buffalo
oh.
this weekend. It actually hurt my heart.
Yeah.
He posted, I message with him like all the time. Him and Danny Pellegrino, they both are kind enough to answer me most of
oh
the time.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they both
they
answer
They really
me.
Do?
Yeah. Yeah, Danny Pellegrino answers me all the time.
I love that guy.
Jared will answer me because mm-hmm. I'll repost a lot of his stuff. Like when he had a Netflix special, he's like, thanks so much. I was like, and I wrote something like, I love you. Like we always laugh at your videos. Me and my friends. I said, you have to come to Buffalo. He's like, I think that's going to be a plan and like all the stuff. So then when he posted that he's going to be in Buffalo, I'm sure he really appreciated the fact that I sent him a message
oh, God.
In all caps that said, no. And then I am gonna be out of town. And I think he's like, phew, dodged a bullet there. Because I'm pretty sure I would have been his ick completely.
His ick.
He always does oh icks God, at every amazing. Town. He would have been like, that bitch, ick, full ick. Because I just love him. I respond all the time, but he does.
He's
he always
so
responds.
Funny.
He's pretty good about it. Aww. Danny Pellegrino always responds, by the way.
I love this.
He's amazing. I'll like find special parts from his podcast I love and I'll send it to him. And I'm like, oh my God, your impression of Meredith Marks had me peeing my pants while I was driving. He's like, oh my God, thank you so much. Thank you for listening.
So great.
So aww, just so great. FYI. All right, guys. Well, thanks for being on our podcast.
Yes. Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you for having us.
I guess we're going to be doing a murder mystery date soon.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah. And if you are not watching Traitors, I highly recommend it, guys. Mm.
Okay.
So good.
I'll do it.
It actually is good. I'm not wrong with my Rex.
No, you're not. I watched Abbott Elementary on the plane and it was hilarious.
I love Abbott Elementary.
Hilarious.
Sleepy right. blue. Sleepy blue.
Sleepy blue escape.
Wait, right. sing it like Lars.
Slap that blue.
Oh, no, I can't. Suck it blue.
Slap that blue.
Let's call Lars. It's 4 a.m. in Sweden.
He's totally awake.
Let's call him.
Oh my God.
Scheduled Zoom. All right.
Brian, get him on the TV.
Make it happen.
There's no TV.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.